Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 163, recorded on December 27th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
And we got like two guests today. We got High on Definition here in house.
Hello.
And good old friend Afro Monkey on the TeamSpeak today.
Howdy.
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 So how you guys doing?
Great.
Doing all right, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. We also got an Ant Venom raid in the chat room.
That's right.
What up?
Yeah.
Good friend Ant Venom. Hope Thank everybody you. Had a very merry and jolly and happy Christmas and holiday time.
That's right. Yeah. I did. I got a ukulele for Christmas.
Nice.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
I got headphones.
Oh, yeah. You got new headphones. New Finally. Headphones. Those last ones were, like, terrible.
So I can hear stuff.
Yeah. So what'd you get?
I got a milk frother.
Oh, yeah. Milk frother. Well, that's pretty awesome.
Milk
you can
froth
all kinds of stuff, not just milk.
Yeah,
I don't really know what that means, but
let's not go down this road.
Okay, what'd you get, Afro?
I got myself a new 24-inch monitor.
Oh yeah,
and more importantly, what do you like to froth?
Oh god, this is gonna be a long show, isn't it?
Yes,
it's gonna be an awesomely long show.
That's right. Anybody get Minecraft for the PS3 for Christmas? Just came out.
If I didn't. Had a PS3, then maybe I would have gotten that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you need to get one of those first. Maybe the PS4, huh?
Two of them. I got a PS5.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
From the future.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh.
Excellent.
No does games,
it,
though.
Is it froth?
It's not
anything
backward compatible.
For you? Oh, yeah.
It really blows.
Oh, yeah. They never are.
And the games aren't coming out for another 5 years.
Hey, but it has Netflix on it. Which is always good.
Tell us more.
Yeah. It will definitely have Netflix on it. Just letting y'all know, when the PS5 comes out, you'll have Netflix.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to know they're still around in the future.
Speaking of, thankful that they're still around. The sponsors of the show. We got a couple individuals this week. Tyrannosaurus, who says,
"My daughter loves Minecraft and just turned 10. Because of the time of the year, her birthday tends to get forgotten." Oh, High on Definition's birthday is on Christmas as well. Can you guys make up a song for her, please? Her name is Eden. Huh, okay.
Oh, Eden, I'm sorry your birthday's so close to Christmas. You'll probably get all those gifts that are a combo package. Like, here's your new stereo, and the speakers are a birthday present. Here's a new car, and the tires are for your birthday.
Wait, you just gave a 10-year-old a car?
Sure. Matchbox.
Oh, okay.
Matchbox car for Eden on Christmas, and the tires for her birthday. Happy birthday. Songs for your birthday. It's not for Christmas. Happy birthday.
Awesome.
Whoa.
There you go. There you go. There's a song. There's a song. Yeah. We could have kept going for another hour.
Happy birthday, Eden.
Yeah.
And you got a great dad there. So, or mother. I don't know if that's mother or Tyranna's probably mother. RPGamer99 says,
hurry up, sombrero.
Game all night. This is a quote from Game All Night. It's a very long story, but hurry up, sombrero. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Yeah. And if you ever want to sponsor one of the shows, it's easy to do. Just go to deadworkers.com/sponsor.
Yep.
Good time. Good time.
Allergies.
Whoa. I just realized I can't hear the bumper, and I'm like, why did everybody get so quiet all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll play it for you next time. I forgot about that.
Just
so
it
happened
you.
Last episode with Mass, talking all over Pedro. That was pretty awesome.
Well, I'll start because my week was epic. I ended up Friday, instead of like getting off work early, I actually got off work early because I threw up in a trash can and they made me go home. So
yeah.
That's the way to do it, man.
Isn't it? And my whole family caught like this, some kind of bug, and everybody's just puking and pooping just constantly.
Gross.
Luckily, I only threw up once, but I went home and sat in a chair because my son was asleep with my wife. In the bed, so I couldn't lay down, and I fell asleep and basically was out till the next day. It was sucky. So that was pretty much my epic week. And then of course Christmas. I did play a little bit on the Minecraft server enough to find a location in the Twin Ravines area. Oh, yeah. If you know where that is on the Minecraft server, no.
Twin
no
Ravines.
Well, I'm going to make it famous.
Okay.
Did you label it? Is there signs there that say Twin Ravines? Is that like a Twin Pines Mall?
Kind of. It's kind of just nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Back to the Future at all.
Should what about you, Deffy?
I played a little bit on the Minecraft server as well.
And Twin Ravines?
No.
Oh. <That's>...
Did you see it at least? Like, do you know where this is?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
All I did was watch Bitburner. He made a mini game using command blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it was something about killing cows, right?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the game is about.
It's about
this big arena
cows,
that just spawns cows.
Oh, okay.
And you kill them and you get points.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's cool to watch and kill cows.
Does he have a name for this? Is he in the chat room? He's not.
I think it's called Cow Killer.
Okay.
Cow Killer.
Way to be obvious.
It's very descriptive.
Yeah. Wait, like, maybe it's just a cow tipper.
Yet? Cow tipper?
Cow tipper.
Tip
the cows.
No. Just the murder is definitely involved.
Beefcakes.
Beefcakes. Yeah, I like that one.
No.
Oh.
Farm animals. Beef spleef.
Beef spleef. That's a good one. It's a good
not
one.
Spleef, though.
Well, that's true. Know, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, who really cares about being descriptive at all?
Yeah.
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 It rhymes. It has that going for it.
Yeah. So.
What about you, Afro? What you been up to?
Also playing on the Minecraft server. I hadn't logged in for a bit, and when I did log in, found that all my stuff was either stolen or destroyed.
Oh.
So I moved far away from everybody else and became a hermit.
Stolen? Huh. I thought the server was kind of private, so we wouldn't get people stealing stuff.
It's true.
There's a couple of, you know...
thieves?
Punk kids running about, I think.
Oh,
bunch of whippersnappers.
Don't be talking about Bits kids like that. He won't have that.
No. They're angels. No, there's some other people that were put on the white list that I don't think I know them, so I don't even know if they're actually kids, but he suspects one of them might have done it because one guy had built this huge mansion and then someone else has basically moved into it. So the first guy just burned it to the ground. So it sounds like they're MO, basically.
Well, you should defend your honor and challenge them to a game of beef spleef. That's my suggestion.
I'm just going to live the hermit lifestyle.
Okay.
Beef spleef.
You know.
So speaking of hermits, Eric, what have you been up to?
So this week I'm working on a kind of a music video collage thing using the Dropper 2 map. And so I had to play through all the droppers, or, you know, through the whole map and then and beat it. So so I did that, and the end is amazing. I had just never gotten around to the dropper stuff before, and it's really awesome. So I'm turning the whole thing into a cinematic, and so right now I started writing the music. I was going to choose something, but I was like, nah, I'm just going to write it myself. You know, so that way it's custom to the visuals that you see, so everything will be synced and pretty cool when it's done. So this is just something I'm kind of working on in the background while higher priority stuff moves by. So I don't know really when this is going to be done, but it's something that I've kind of pressed forward on this week. And yeah, but I look over and you guys are always playing on a Minecraft server. Bitburner's been doing a lot of streaming and stuff off that. So I want to do that soon. And also, I want to do Draw My Thing, the Minecraft
I'll draw
game.
Your thing.
What?
Draw My Thing.
Won't take long.
It's awesome.
Wait, are you guys going to do like the whole Titanic thing, like Leonardo DiCaprio and just
no.
lay it out? And,
no.
No.
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah. But I want to do that. I want to do that soon. So,
okay, let's do it.
Yeah,
we'll make a date and we'll do it
right now.
We draw our things. It'll be a magical evening.
So it sounds like it's gonna be magical.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So did you hear that bumper that time?
Yes, I did.
Aha.
So I read something interesting today. I was reading the 20 things that rich people do.
Oh, yeah.
And on the list, number four was 63% of wealthy people listen to audiobooks during commute to work versus only 5% of poor people.
That's
and I think I know why, because audiobooks are notoriously expensive, right?
Yeah.
They're like $50, $60. But we got a way that you can get them nice and cheap. And that's at audibletrial.com/theshaft. You can get a free book every month for the rest of your life. Nice.
Yeah, pretty much forever until you die.
And then you'll become wealthy because of this thing. Or at least 63% of you will become wealthy. That's a fact.
That's right.
So,
well, you know, it's 63%.
Like you'll become the 63% if you listen to audiobooks, right?
Right.
Yes, yeah. You will become a wealthy person instantly.
So
that works.
Yeah,
I need to
definitely
get on this.
No,
yes, it's 100% that 63% of the people who do this will become wealthy. So audibletrial.com/theshaft today. Speaking of millions of dollars
and rich people
and wealthy
and poor people,
Yogscast raised over $1 million for charity. So this is over, December. They teamed up with Humble Bundle and a bunch of game companies to bring you the Dwarven Dairy Drive. The event, which is still ongoing, supports five charities, which help children and the disabled. And so far, they've topped $1 million. And at this time, there are still 4 days left to donate, or when we're recorded, at least. It should still be a day or two after this is live on the internets. And if you give at least $25, you'll get a pack of 11 games. So go to humblebundle.com/yogscast and find out more.
Excellent. So, you know, I kind of feel like we don't spread enough rumors on this show.
Well, we need to change that up.
So Notch jumps in to squash Minecraft Wii U rumors. Today, Notch fired off a couple of tweets regarding rumors that Minecraft was coming to the Wii U, which started by Nintendo news website Nintendo Enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the culprits, who had received word from a supposedly reliable retailer source.
Or Danny.
Is that what they are?
No, it's his friend.
Danny?
His friend. Danny,
oh, yeah.
Danny,
yeah. His
game,
friend.
GameStopper.
His brother. However, Notch tweeted that he was not aware of any plans to release a Wii U version, resulting in Nintendo enthusiasts pledging not to use their source anymore.
Danny. Screwed him.
Danny.
Royally. So, thanks a lot, Danny. See, we're already starting rumors.
That's right, Danny.
Speaking of rumors, you know Minecraft is going to be on the PS5, as we talked about earlier.
Oh, that's right.
For the
yeah.
show. But
that's from a retailer source as well. So a follow-up tweet from Notch left the possibility open, though. I agree. It quotes, "I agree a Wii U version would make sense, by the way. The only reason for no current plans is we've got too much work already. I heart Nintendo." Note the use of the word current.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, why not have it later? I mean, it's just a dumb rumor that came out too soon and, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, Danny probably just thought, you know, hey, it's out on every other platform. Why not the Wii U?
Yeah, right?
So, sure. I mean, I bet it'll eventually be out on the Wii U. Even Notch says it's going to be out on the Wii U eventually. So.
Yeah, right?
I mean, if you read between the lines, that's what he's saying. It's going to be definitely on the Wii U.
So, early 2014.
That's right.
Yeah.
Probably February 23rd. February 23rd at
6 p.m.
2014. Yeah, around 6 p.m.
This rumor has basically gone full circle, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it has.
Yeah, and by that time, the Wii U Me will be out, and
it'll
be on there too. So
thanks, Danny. Yeah. That's great. It's excellent stuff. Speaking of consoles.
Something
about the PS3?
Well, yesterday it was announced by 4J Studios that over 500,000 PS3 Minecrafters were on the game's leaderboards only a week after the game's release. The website The Examiner expressed the opinion that with figures like that, the newest version of Minecraft is on track to become as big as the Xbox 360 edition.
Which was their biggest arcade game. I mean, biggest marketplace game. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So why not be on the Wii U? Hello? I mean, it went straight to the top instantly? That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they need to make like nuts. You know, this is like if you go to like Walmart and you find those like little handheld games, it'll be like football or something like
cheese.
They
ball.
Just need to put Minecraft on one of those.
Yeah.
Just selling, you know, $15.
So, exactly. Handheld. You don't even need a console at that point. Like, that is the console. How about that? A Minecraft console. And it only plays one game.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Which is Barbie Dreamhouse. No, Minecraft. That's a good one to put on the Minecraft.
Yeah, I don't know. That Barbie Dreamhouse, that sounds pretty good.
Well, they'll make it in Minecraft and then port it over.
Yeah,
okay.
Most likely. Realistically.
So, apparently there's some more good news at Mojang.
Nice. I like good news.
Well, I was leading in for you to read it, but I'll read it. And the good news about Minecraft's PS3 success wasn't the only piece of Christmas cheer that Mojang received. The iOS version of Minecraft made $1 million in revenue on Christmas Day alone. Amazingly, the figure only managed to propel the game to number 3 on the App Store's list of top grossing apps behind Clash of Clans and Candy Crush Saga. Where's Jungle Heat? I don't get that.
Yeah, that's a good game.
So all of those games' revenues came from in-app purchases.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you need. Need a diamond pick? Buy it for 3 pennies, people.
Yeah.
Do you think they would get just burned if they tried something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get a pack of Ender Pearls. You know, 99 like, Ender Pearls for $1.
I mean, you could work it into the game cleverly, though, like, say you go into, you know, talk to a villager, right? And instead of he's asking for emeralds, he's asking for real money. So you walk in, you're like, yeah, here's $1. And then he spits out something. You know, I mean, that would make more sense.
50, you know, diamonds. Like, basically, that's all you'd need, right? You'd buy diamonds and then maybe trade diamonds for other stuff in the game.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That would be the in-game currency. I guess you could maybe buy emeralds. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think this would work. This would not go over well.
No.
I think Notch would probably be against it too. He'd be like, that's crazy.
He's like, I have enough money. Come on. They're not here to nickel and dime, I don't think. But also at the same time, they want to be on every platform and be everywhere. They want to be accessible or else they wouldn't be on every console except for Wii U, which is coming out February 23rd at 6 p.m.
Oh my God.
Or so Danny says.
Huh?
Or so Danny says.
Danny.
But.
Danny boy, you get it wrong again.
I don't know. That's, it is what it is.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the PS3, so let's switch our gears on over back to the Xbox 360. 4J Unleashed, a brand new skin pack. Marvel Studios The Avengers skin pack. It features 35 characters, including Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Nick Fury, Loki, Agent Coulson, and Danny from GameStop.
Nice.
So if you want to play, like, it's Danny Boy.
Danny. GameStop Danny.
So go get it. $2.99 at the PlayX BLA website.
Now, that's a little microtransaction-y, but that's actually 4J Studios, not Mojang.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we've talked about that already a million times.
Yeah.
So
I like, for a while there, I didn't really get some of this, but, you know, like, is there getting some of these groups? Like, we can go make these skins on the PC and won't get in trouble using them.
Right.
Right. But since they're selling it, they have to actually go to Marvel and, like, license it.
And get licensing, yeah.
So it's costing them money. Or not. They're probably just getting a piece of the pie or something.
Well, they might need to get them approved, too. And what if Marvel comes back and goes, no, that's a terrible Aquaman skin. You know? And then, like,
well,
you would have to kind of
pre-approve them now.
Yeah, you would have to refine it. I mean, and there's time spent there, too. It's like, oh, no, Marvel said no to Captain America. You know, his eyes need to be one pixel up. It's like, oh, God, okay, let's go.
And they're like, there's no content in the water anyway. Why the heck are you using the Aquaman skin?
Yeah, it's like, who even likes Aquaman? Come on.
I like Aquaman.
That's perfect.
I like Aquaman, too. He cool.
So that proves your point. No one likes Aquaman.
Wow.
I like... Okay, yeah. I like that no one likes Aquaman. That's where I'm coming from.
He can talk to the fishes.
So if you like Aquaman, you're really a hipster. You're like a comic book hipster.
Yeah. Does he really actually talk to the fishes?
Yeah.
Sonar action.
That was his only power, really.
That's not really talking, though. That's...
The king of the ocean brings back the piranha to kill his foes. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how every episode went.
Riding atop the sperm well, he beaches the well on the... Oh, he can't do anything further. He stands there and looks perplexed.
And he's dried up on the beach. Oh, he's flopping around. And Aquaman is dead.
Oh.
I'm sorry, boys and girls. I'm sorry, boys and girls.
Maybe he'll buy Red Lobster.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a different story.
Altogether.
Yeah. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Swag.
Swag. I always forget he says it at the very end. That's awesome. And that's from producer Snafu.
Yeah, it looks like we got some good contributions this week. We were kind of light the past couple of weeks, but we asked for them and you responded. We actually made a new easy link, so if you want to submit listener contribution, excavation station sightings, any of that stuff, you can go to submit.deadworkers.com and there's a form there and you can get in what you want to be heard on the show.
I like it a lot.
Speaking of, the first one here is from Bio Frel, who says, "Hey guys, I'm just writing to tell you how awesome I think you and your podcast is. Ever since about February of 2011, I've been listening to your show, and you guys always make me laugh. As far as I know, you're the only Minecraft podcast, and if not, you're definitely the best. Anyway, I'd just like to thank you guys for being such awesome fellows and for creating such an awesome podcast."
Yay! Well, thank you very much, and thank you for listening.
Yes, we appreciate it.
To us
it.
For
yes.
so many years. It's really sorry. Sorry about your luck.
I was going to apologize myself, but yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be something better he could be doing with his time.
Yeah.
Listening to an audiobook and getting wealthy.
Yes. There you go. Yeah.
Or watching Netflix.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. That too. From Spice and Wolf, you were wondering.
I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brent was wondering what the point of the Hive game Cranked is. I don't know myself either, but if I'm not mistaken, it's based on the Call of Duty Ghosts game mode of the same name. You're completely useless, fact of the day. Thank you very much.
Hmm.
So I don't have Ghost yet. I really want it, but it's still $60, and it'll still be $60 for another probably 2 years, so I'll probably never own it. And like,
is that ever going to change? Instead, I mean, not
well,
just
you know,
go up.
A Call of Duty game that's in the four generations away will drop down to $30. I've noticed, but that's like super old and like stupid. Nobody's playing like Warfare 1 anymore, right?
Yeah,
or the one before Warfare, which was like, Black Ops 1, right? I don't even remember, but. So, yeah, it's $60. I really want it.
I think they just need to do a test one day and go, this year, it's $30. Immediately out the gate.
I'd get it on day one.
And see, just, you know, okay, it's 1 year. We may take a hit, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to think we'll at least get twice as many as we got if we sell it at half.
And maybe a multiplayer game is a good thing to have a big player base. So, hey.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Give it a try.
Yeah.
See what happens.
But anyway, that was a tangent. So I can't relate.
So you know? Anybody play Ghost? Anybody?
No, I don't listen to audiobooks, so I can't afford Ghost either.
You can afford Ghost.
We all need to listen to audiobooks so we can afford more games.
That's right.
Yeah.
I did hear one person mention that cranked would be something like once you kill somebody, you're cranked for like 30 seconds or something like that. So you have a buff that then you can go and kill them with TNT or something like that. But that's kind of what we already knew, but I don't know.
All right. We'll just have to play it again and see.
Yeah.
It makes about as much sense to us now as it did before we read that, then.
Yeah. Completely useless fact of the day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or completely useless listener contribution. Not really, because now we have a thread, and if we just play Ghost or meet someone in our lifetime that plays Ghost, we can ask them, tell me about this cranked mode.
Exactly. There you go.
And then we'll know, and then we can tell everybody on the show.
That's right.
We got this one here from the Flaming Chicken, who says, "Hello, noble people of the Shaft. I have a real problem. It says on the new Shaftlands forum that I cannot submit a form. Why is this? Please? Thanks."
Wait, what? The forum, the Shaftlands forum
so
is messed up?
To get on the Shaftlands, even if you were on the previous Shaftlands a couple of years ago, we have a new procedure and you've got to fill out a form. Now, you have to be registered on our site at just go to deadworkers.com, register there. And if you go to the Shaft page, you'll see the Shaftlands sign up. Anyway, you just fill out the form and you'll get approved. And the reason is our server now works. We've got a plugin that works with our forums and our server. So it handles permissions back and forth, and it's much easier for everybody to do. So you get approved a lot faster than you used to. I don't know why you can't fill out the form. I would say go to the forums on there and make a post there. We've got some incredible moderators there that will help you out. They are all very, very helpful, and they will get you on the server as soon as possible. And thanks for joining. We're planning to be on there more often, not just Minecraft.
Yeah.
We're going to get Shaftlands too.
Yes, sir and ma'am. By the way, we just got this from DJ Corey in the chat room. Thank you very much. You said, "Cranked, you get a kill and you can move faster. 30 seconds to kill someone. If you don't, you die." So you have that buff and you've got to kill them in that.
It's like that one movie. What was it?
Logan's Run? No.
No.
Logan's Run?
I don't know.
If you get to age 20,
where his heart would stop beating or something.
Oh,
yeah. Like he would.
But he had to like always electrocute himself.
Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom?
No.
He'd reach in and grab his heart out?
Was it called Cranked?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could have been, huh?
Sounds right.
Huh.
There's a drink called Crunked.
Yeah.
I think that's a somewhat different thing.
Possibly.
Well, that's cool,
maybe
though.
Maybe onto something
that's,
there.
That's the simplified version there. Oh, it was called Crank. RP Gamer, thanks. That was the...
Oh, so there is a tie-in there. I see.
Yeah, the movie was, wait for it, Cranked! Huh. It's either Crank or Cranked. Anyway, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
From Bob, the Titan.
You think he's really a Titan?
Probably.
That's cool.
I'm assuming it's on the internet now because it's in this doc. It is definitely
so
true.
Scientifically,
he must have a really big keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Scientifically, it makes sense that he's a Titan.
Oh, I read that wrong. Bob the Titan.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
A little different.
I Yeah.
And he goes on to say, for an extremely long period of time, I was completely and utterly obsessed with Minecraft. I would play it for hours every day. And as all great things must come to an end, I found other games. Now, this having been said, I still miss the fun times I've had playing Minecraft, but I don't feel as though it's worth it to start playing again. Can you convince me otherwise? 10 seconds. Go, Eric. Stop. Afro, 10 seconds.
That didn't help at all.
Probably not.
Debbie, 10 seconds. Go.
If you don't play Minecraft, you're a communist.
Hey, there you go. That makes me want to play more.
Yeah. Do I win?
I guess the kazoo didn't do anything. No. All right. Brent, 10 seconds.
I'm not your puppet. You can't make me convince you of anything.
I like it. So did any of that work, Bob the Titan? So he just doesn't want to
play. We're just going to wait for a reply.
Probably yeah, we're going to sit here and wait.
Can you check the doc or the submission form for us?
Yeah, we'll check it.
See if he's answered.
We'll check in on it. Give us a new submission next week and let us know if any of that worked.
It totally worked.
Oh, good.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Go play multiplayer with your friends if you have any. Maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe the first step is get friends.
I do draw my
join
thing.
Join the Shaftlands.
Yeah. Get friends first.
Well, no, I'm not saying he doesn't have friends. I'm saying that could be the issue, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, the reason I like playing Minecraft and other games is playing with my friends. So, that, like, even if the game's getting kind of old or whatever, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, we played, what was it, The Fall Guy or something, 2? You know what I'm talking about, where we ran around on the server shooting each other, planes, jets, automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
Putting our hands in pillows.
Shot bow. The Wasteland mod?
The Fall Guy. No, the other one.
Oh.
Wow, this is the only game that like I've bought in like 10 years. Something 2, Fall, Cause. Just Cause.
Oh, Just Cause 2.
Holy crap.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so it's just like that, right? It's like a 5-year-old game or something.
Yeah.
And I still had fun playing it because played with friends. See how that all went back around?
Yeah.
So I'm saying the possibility could be he's just playing single player by himself, and I'm saying join a server with your friends or make friends that are on a server like the Shaftlands or Minecraft or something like that and go play with them and
get reinvigorated.
That was longer than 10 seconds though, so we need to move on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let us know next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next week.
Excavation Station.
Yes, sir.
It's that time again.
We're going to excavate your station.
Yep. Get ready for it.
Whoa.
Prepare yourself.
So,
for
giant squid.
Okay.
I'm
preparing.
From Setharama with a 5. So it's kind of leaped like that. I was thinking of a giant squid that could destroy your boat and maybe you with it. Me? Personally?
Yes.
Then we'd have to have a harpoon gun to take it down for some epic loot. It would only spawn in super deep oceans, though. Thanks for the great show.
So essentially he wants the Kraken.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Huh.
But also a weapon to go and kill it with, you know? I don't know if we need more weapons and stuff in the game, though. I mean, like, a harpoon would kind of be like shooting it with an arrow, right? Might as well just use an arrow. So that way you don't have to have a special gun just for a special creature.
But you'd need more ocean mobs to justify
it. We fill it out. More ocean mobs. And ocean mobs that actually do damage.
And really, we already have squid. So why not just, instead of a big squid, just a whole different, like the Kraken. Just a whole, how about, what is the Loch Ness Monster or something, you know, with the long giraffe neck?
Yeah, that thing.
Nessie?
Yeah, old Nessie.
And it may be a Bigfoot swimming around after you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And its secret power would be the overwhelming stench of wet fur.
So just one big foot? Something like that. Yeah.
So just like that. I think you're on to something here, Setharama.
Absolutely.
I think we all want more ocean stuff.
That's got to be coming soon, too, right?
There needs to be the ocean patch,
like,
right?
What is really going on?
pirates and sharks and dolphins and
coral reef.
Yes, just, you know, all of it. Like, it would be a whole new sea world, right?
Jellyfish that are luminescent.
Like, think wouldn't about cool? this. Okay, you make all this stuff for the water. Like, think about the first, like, sea world you would see. Like, people would make on land theme parks where they, like, housed these creatures and stuff, and you could walk around like a park and see them, and that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
There's so many cool things that you could do.
Aquaman. By adding that. You know, put Aquaman in there.
Useless.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Poor guy.
Okay, so
the Aquaman always killing conversation since 1972. I think that's when he was born. Maybe he was born in the 50s. I don't know.
Speaking of Aquaman, Joe C O E L O 1 Joko, somebody named Joe something wants a breeding upgrade. And they think that feeding a hay bale to a cow when they breed would make them have multiple offspring, maybe 2 to 3 baby cows.
Oh.
And no. Mm. Absolutely not.
No?
Well, let me... I don't think you should, like, walk over and, like, here's a hay bale, and then they sprout out 3 or 4. I think it would make more sense if you put the hay bale, and as they ate, they auto-populated.
Oh.
Until the hay bale was gone, right?
Right, right.
Like, wouldn't that make more sense than just, like, here's our hay bale. Twins! Yeah. Triplets!
Yeah, it's like some God. The magic hay bale.
Oh, you know? God, look at all the cows! I just gave it a hay bale and it spit cows at me! That would be awkward.
Stay a while and listen.
Be awkward.
My cow babies. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Afro? Do you love this thing?
I like the idea with the changes that Brent made.
Yes!
Okay.
Me and Afro agree on something.
All right. You get a, you get a little ding. Often. You get a danger. Dingy. This last one here is from Octoplex, who wants wall climbing potions. Interesting, huh? Here's more. The name should speak for itself. See, I told you.
So do we even need to read further?
Yeah, right? I have no idea how it would work out logically, but the high jump and invisibility potions exist, so I guess there's no need to worry about that. The concept of a wall-climbing buff would be very useful in PvP maps for a spider character, or just maps with high vertically in general. Verticality? In general. So... a wall climbing buff. So you're clinging on the wall. I think that breaks too much stuff. That just breaks. I don't know. That's scary. That's kind of like when zombies in 7 days could like start climbing ladders and stuff. And I don't know. It's just like, you know, you think you're safe. I mean, already spiders can climb walls. So like, I don't know.
What are you worried about, like, in a PvP scenario?
Yeah, yeah, against other people. Yeah, yeah. Not just mobs or whatnot, but, like, once you start climbing a wall, then you're just like, oh, well, why do you even have walls anymore? Like, why'd you build this thing? I don't know. Well, just,
but you can really just do the jump, you know, the dirt tower.
Oh, basically, like the super high tower?
It does the same thing as climbing a wall. I mean, if you have a stack of dirt.
Oh, like a single noob tower kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
There's other solutions. You're right.
I'll be honest with you. I hear potions and like my whole mind just kind of goes to sleep because I've never done anything with them and I think I need to. Like, because it's just like, it's kind of that just, I don't know, bizarre thing in my mind with potions that I've never done. So I don't even like really know what you can make with them and and how to do it. So I don't even know like how to balance them correctly. Like how they're in game, they're balancing them by the pieces, making it hard. So it could just be really hard to make. I don't know.
Yeah.
So. Well, and also I think after you use it, there should definitely, like, I know there's a cooldown, but I think that the cooldown should be very short. You know, not lasting for like 5 minutes, maybe a minute.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Get to where you want to go, and then, you know, it runs out and you either fall to your death or you're where you need to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess if you can't climb the whole wall and you're in the middle and then it wears off, you fall.
Yeah, you're pretty like, much
okay, I'm changing my whole stance on this.
Oh.
No, I see no reason for it.
You hate it?
Because of the dirt tower, right? You can already climb with that.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a waste of time to make this potion to get to the same place you can get by building.
yeah,
a thing.
Tower up there, yeah.
And then I kind of agree with Eric. Then it throws the balance off, like, PvP. Like, all of a sudden, he's like, super climber.
Yeah, like, everybody's climbing.
But I don't see a dirt, like, tower being made.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm changing my mind again. I have no clue. No clue, I tell you. What do you think, Deffy?
I wouldn't mind it.
Really?
Well, there you go.
Okay.
No, it makes sense, because it's like, you can make it out of spider parts. Now you can climb walls.
Oh, yeah.
He just likes making things out of spiders.
Huh. Yeah. I changed my mind again. I love it.
Whoa, okay. So anyway.
Best idea ever.
I went there, yeah.
Up there.
It used to be, but now it's...
With lava boats.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow, that was a good one, I guess. Thank you, Octoplex, for that. And let's get out of that.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Wow.
I think my heart came out on that one.
That was awesome. All right. Not as awesome as...
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free month. There you go. That's all we're going to say. It's great stuff.
It helps out the show and gives you stuff to watch. So this first thing is awesome here. This is called Christmas Gathering. This is a short 1-minute video by Blue Monkey. It's a Christmas short. A lonely cow out in the snow finds its life changed forever on the night before Christmas. And it's really well done. This is Blue Monkey here. His animation is awesome. So check it out. Great little short. And this is also really helpful, too. This was, I think, Daniel Kaplan. He's explaining how to do this. This is a video on how to play split screen on Minecraft. Whether you're on Xbox 360 or the PS3, you might not know how to set up your console and TV to play local multiplayer. Fortunately, Mojang's very own Daniel Kaplan is on hand with a quick how-to video. And it's super short, straight to the point. And it just kind of shows it's like a vertical split screen for Minecrafters sitting on a couch together.
Sitting
or on the floor.
Couch.
Oh, who knows?
Together.
And also, the next one here is Minecraft. Did you know gaming? Now, Did You Know Gaming? We've talked about this on the show before. This is a great channel. They also have a website that's really cool and a Twitter account. Like, all their stuff, they're all about just, like, fast facts and, like, obscure facts about video games. And they got into doing a YouTube channel. And now it's even better because you don't have to read anything. Basically, this is a video. In the Littlewood and Did You Know Gaming present this roundup of little-known trivia tidbits related to Minecraft. Give it a watch. You might learn something. It is packed to the brim with facts.
With facts.
And Martin's awesome facts. Voice.
Well, we also got a Minecraft 3D in-game printer.
Yeah, this is weird.
Have you seen this thing? So we'll link to this. That looks pretty nifty.
Yeah. And it uses over 20,000 command blocks to make it work. This thing is crazy. And then the last one here we have is Ride of the Empire. How does Paradise Decay find time to do everything he does? It's a mystery. That said, enjoy the sneak peek video of his upcoming Star Wars-themed roller coaster, which, when released, will take you 50 minutes to ride it all. Bring a stack of food for the ride! Woo! This is pretty awesome. This trailer is about 3.5 minutes long, and it's really cool. It goes through all the different planets, and it's all Star Wars all the time. Paradise Decay is really cool. He keeps making these crazy Star Wars maps and creations. Great stuff.
Have you ridden the Ride of the Empire yet, Eric?
I have not yet.
I haven't either.
Are we going to ride it together?
Yeah, we could probably hold hands and then look up at the camera at the same time.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it'll Something be a different like kind of video. This would be excellent. So, yeah. And guess what? Do we get to the bottom of the shaft?
I think so. What's down here?
Cobwebs.
Cobwebs.
And bones.
And bones.
Lots and lots of bones.
Bones. So, yeah, we got some great guests coming up in January. Aurelian.
Yeah, Aurelian's coming back.
Awesome. She'll be coming back, I believe, on the 24th. I'll have to double check the date she gave me. Also, I believe on the 10th, we've got the two gentlemen who wrote this fine book, Minecraft, The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Pearson and the Game That Changed Everything, Daniel Goldberg and Linus Larson.
That's right, yeah.
Stay tuned for that. Also, big thanks to all of our sponsors for the show. I feel like I'm kind of getting in a public radio.
Like crooning.
Yeah, crooning.
You're a croonist.
Big thanks to all of our mods who help out on a daily basis with everything. Astrogolly and Crystal Crow who do the show notes. Aztec who does the Twitter feeds. We've got RP Gamer doing the server.
Shadowlands.
Tons of new editors on the front page doing news.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of folks. That Alice helps us out with the whole mod team and everything on the, what you call it, the Twitchers?
Yeah, things the like Twitch that. Mod team. We got a lot of people.
Yeah, so.
Helping out and doing cool stuff with us.
Slowly building an army.
That's right. The Dead Workers Army.
Party. So party. Come join the party.
The party.
And I noticed something on last week's the Christmas episode. That Alice mentioned something about being, not sure she is part of the party. And I think kind of how we think of it is like the dead workers are the like us and moderators and people who work like for us and with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the party is like everybody else, like who listens to us and watches our videos, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
So, like, you're a dead worker if you're a mod and doing all that stuff, and you're part of the dead workers party if you listen and enjoy our stuff.
Okay.
So, join the party.
Yeah.
Right? It all makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense now that you explained it. So. Love it.
Just, you know, that's how it goes. And we love you all. Hope you had an incredible December, and I hope next year is even better than this year.
2014, right around the corner.
And
the
I
PS5.
Hope it's not quite as good as 2015.
That's right.
But we'll get to that next year.
Yeah, and we'll even have Danny from GameStop on the show in 2014.
And we will beat the bleep out of him.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost made you bleep me because I thought it'd be funny, but then I kind of looked at you and I thought you were a little tear.
A little
the
sad
Indian tear.
Yeah, the little single. Yeah. Oh, well.
Like, I threw trash on your podcast. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Trashed it up. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us for another sweet episode of The Shaft, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Everything tastes better with The Shaft.